I'm excited to see what the Raiders do going forward.
When you're at number three, you've got to draft a guy who's going to be an all-pro. And I think when you're at number three, you draft based on your board.
One thing that Al, I think, taught everybody was that, you know, you want to get somebody that is going to be at an impact position. The impact positions were, you know, quarterback. They were a left tackle, a franchise left tackle, an edge rusher, or a cover corner. Those players are there. I mean, you're going to have one of those guys there. And if you have to pick there, you just pick the best guy. Somebody wants to trade up and give you an extra draft pick, why not? Because, you know, everybody believes this is a pretty deep draft. It just lacks the box office stars.
You build through the draft. You supplement through free agency. You cannot win the free agency battle. Okay, that's you don't win. You don't build your roster through free agency. You think you're going to win. You're getting other people's players.
I think you've got a good personnel man who knows what he's doing. And I think if you just give him time, allow him to build through the draft, to build this right, I think Reggie will get it done.
Reggie's got a challenge, but you know what? He's not backing down from it. I mean, that's one thing about it. He's not afraid of it. And I think by the fact that he took the job, you can say, well, why wouldn't you take the job? Well, sometimes you look at a job and say, wow, I got a lot of work ahead of us. But I know this much. You know, most of these guys who come from that Packer tree, you know, they generally get it and they know how to build a team, and that's what I would trust, that he will get it done. I certainly believe that.